This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday appeared to play down a suggestion he made in an interview with Time magazine that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was dragging out the Gaza war for political reasons. Quote, there's every reason for people to draw that conclusion, Biden replied in the interview published on Tuesday. But later in the day at the White House, the 81-year-old appeared to back away from the claim. I don't think so, he said. He's trying to work out the serious problem he has, Biden told reporters when asked if Netanyahu was playing politics. Hundreds of healthcare workers killed in the Gaza war have included 55 highly qualified specialists who were seeking to create a healthcare system for a Palestinian state, Reuters found. Correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Dr. Sareen Al-Attar, obstetrician. Dr. Medhat Saidam, plastic surgeon. Dr. Hamam Al-Lour, kidney specialist. They are among at least 490 Gazan healthcare workers killed since the war between Israel and Hamas broke out on October 7th, according to Gaza's health ministry. A network of knowledge that it will take Gaza years to recover died with them. But the health sector was making advances in some fields, thanks to investment and support from abroad, and the persistence of doctors like Al-Attar, Saidam and Al-Lour. They wanted to create a healthcare system for a future Palestinian state. Then came the war.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The Slovenian parliament approved the recognition of an independent Palestinian state with a majority vote on Tuesday, following the steps of Spain, Ireland, and Norway. Of the 27 members of the European Union, Sweden, Cyprus, Hungary, the Czech Republic, Poland, Slovakia, Romania, and Bulgaria have already recognized a Palestinian state.